Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of On the Fly. I'm Sam Hall, and today's host is Guillaume Delu of HubSpot. We sat down with G during Inbound 2019 in Boston and discussed with him the flywheel. The flywheel was the big announcement at Inbound 2018, so Eric and G wanted to talk more about it and unpack exactly what it is, why it's so important, and how it's being disruptive in our industry. So without further ado, let's jump straight into the conversation with G and Eric.
Hi, welcome to another edition of On the Fly. I'm your host, Eric, and with me today, I have the one and only Guillaume Delu.
Hey, guys.
Guillaume, welcome to On the Fly.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you here in the, the bowels of the Westin in the HubSpot corner.
Yeah. No one knows about this.
No.
It's a hidden place.
It is a hidden gem of video recording. Today we're going to talk about the flywheel.
Yes.
Pretty apt. We're at Inbound 2019. The conference is kind of wrapping up, right?
Yep.
Like the big initiative that HubSpot came out with a year ago, I think they rolled it out one
yep.
year ago almost to the day,
yep.
was the flywheel.
Yep.
Let's talk about the flywheel. Where is it at? Why is it important? What's the disruption that's within that?
Like, yep.
Let's get into that debate.
Yeah, I think, to kick it off, the one thing that we've noticed is that people have not been adopting the flywheel quite as quickly as we were wanting them to.
People as in agencies, as in HubSpot customers?
I think HubSpot customers, our partners, it's the biggest shakeup to our methodology since really the very beginning. And I think we threw a lot of stuff at people, new concepts, new themes, and it's taking people some time to like get caught up. So I think like what we're at right now is we're trying to do our best to kind of like popularize and kind of break down what the flywheel means.
Okay.
Because it's some pretty hairy stuff, and it's really changing how we talk about HubSpot.
That's good. I did a session earlier today at Inbound with a bunch of agency owners, and that's actually that something came up was sort of like fear of the unknown.
Uh-huh.
And hey, my sign on my building says web and marketing, and now you're asking me to do customer service. And so I think there's some apprehension.
Yep.
I think maybe there's a little bit of head trash, honestly.
Totally.
How do you break that down? Because it sounds like what you're going for is better, like sort of like penetration, better use. Better adoption.
Yes.
How do you do that? Just by talking about it on the fly, we think magically everybody's gonna want
yeah.
customer service.
I think to me, it's like the first thing is there is the cynic in me will be like, oh, HubSpot's rolling out a new methodology to sell more shit, right? Which is
that's
like
what all of us say,
right? Which is yeah. you all, oh yeah, this is just an opportunity to sell more. Like now you need the Service Hub,
mm-hmm.
but more deeply for me, there is obviously the product side of things, which I'm actually less interested in. I truly believe it is a new consulting framework for agencies to adopt, regardless or not of whether they want to service the Service Hub. To me, there's benefit to the flywheel and to the methodology, even if you don't want to start doing customer support consulting for your clients.
Okay, good. So what you talked about there is methodology. It's like go-to-market strategy for
yep.
agencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can round out their services and stuff like that?
Round out their services and have a different type of conversation with their clients, right? I think historically, you know, or in the early days, partners really had like, let's increase your traffic, let's increase your leads. Those were the types of conversations. The CRM came into play, and then we're having sophisticated sales conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Revenue Reviews, one of our few partners, we really do a great job on sales enablement. You guys are building out sales.
When you said that.
Sales
lovingly, like a loving smile?
Lovingly, mm-hmm. okay. You okay. build sales systems, and that was something new. I think now it's about going deeper than that and you guys being true consultants to your clients and recognizing per Brian's points yesterday during the keynote, which is it's about the experience. And if you guys can start consulting with your customers, with your clients, to not just do better marketing and better sales, but provide a better experience,
yeah.
that's the game changer.
Total customer experience.
Yes.
It's not just, like, I think that's probably a good segue to touch on, like, the flywheel versus the funnel and
yep.
sort of the growth of that. Like, to Brian's point, the funnel is only until the sale at best
yep.
and none of it
yes.
beyond it. And when you get that flywheel in motion, it's
yes.
a little bit more about total customer experience, communication management,
yep.
going beyond the sale, staying in touch, being intelligent about what you do and don't know about
yep.
each relationship that you have in your business, right?
Yes.
So what's the sort of total customer experience progression, and how's that really, why isn't it being adopted? Because that seems like it makes sense. You're like, yeah. Sam's like, yeah, this makes sense. Customer experience is important. Why are we all scared?
So I think a few things. One, let's talk about the funnel, right? The problem with the funnel is that it makes, you know, you've got marketing at the top, then sales, and then poof, you got the customer. It makes it seem like the customer is an outcome. Once you got a customer, you're good to go. Let's repeat the cycle again, more leads, more conversions, mm-hmm. more sales, mm-hmm. and again and again. What it doesn't really do is, one, it treats the customer as an output, which is never mm-hmm. a good thing. Number two, right, it doesn't recognize that customers are actually a marketing channel. Your customers is a way to sell to other customers. Mm-hmm. As Brian said yesterday, you have to sell through your customers.
Not to.
And especially for like agencies, right? Like you guys, your clients are going to go to other businesses. If you are doing a good job in taking care of your customers, mm-hmm. they will refer to you more business down the road. Mm-hmm. So we actually just launched a customer marketing team at HubSpot last year, which we didn't have before. So now we're actively thinking of our customers not as an output, but really as a continuation of our business. So that's, I think, the biggest difference between the flywheel and the funnel. Is like funnel, it's like customers and output. Flywheel, no, it is we use our customer to grow our business even more, basically.
Okay, very good. So that all seems real foundationally sound. Like
yep.
That is about solving for the customer, not just cranking out sales.
Right.
We're definitely seeing like a sophistication of the technology platform, especially when you start talking about all the connect partners, the capabilities, the different sorts of users. It's no longer just this piece of marketing software for a bunch of SEO and
yep.
website, right?
Yep.
So it's really maturing.
Yep.
And I think with that, there is the call to action. So why isn't there the adoption we're looking for? Do you guys know? Is it just you made it too complex and too expensive too fast? Is it that maybe some of the things are a little half-baked and they're not really sophisticated enough to truly replace existing antiquated or legacy stuff? Like, how would you put a pin on it?
I think you hit the nail on the head on all those things. I think, one, we have the habit of shipping things very quickly, right?
You guys move fast.
We move fast. It's sometimes the product we put together isn't quite as, like, you know, as perfected as it could be. And I think same thing with that methodology. It was pretty raw last year. I think we're getting better, but I can tell you that internally we're actually adding resources to further develop our consulting framework around the flywheel. Mm-hmm. So what we hope to do is go to you guys and be like, hey, here's how we think you can talk to your customers about the flywheel in a more prescriptive way. So it's really that we just haven't given enough time to develop this. And also, we need to hear more from our partners, and I've had great conversations with you guys about where you think it's beneficial and where the methodology can be a little bit not super helpful. So we're also gathering feedback from our partners to improve what the flywheel methodology really looks
like. Sure. Yeah, and I think the last piece that just sort of falls on us also is agencies need to drop the head trash of can't, and what if, and what if, and what if. And it's not like we went out and hired a bunch of dedicated resources to work in the customer hub.
Right.
You know, like we just use the people and skill sets we have.
Totally.
There's nothing complex about the service hub. It's the same thing on the sales stuff. We were already doing
yep.
lead management, pipeline management, things like that in our marketing team. And so all we did was just like start building that competency and allowed
yep.
people to sort of stretch and grow and
yes.
achieve into those roles. So Guillaume, you're a marketer, and hey, I got your client, and they need Service Hub and ticketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really no different working in your email automation and stuff like that. It's the same intuitive software stack.
Very similar.
It's not that hard.
Guillaume,
do you think you could get in there and start learning? And then if Guillaume's smart, he sees opportunity
yep.
to build expertise where there isn't. There's white space now.
Right.
Nobody has mastered it yet. Your product needs to continue to mature, and it will, right? Like, make that strategic bet that HubSpot is going to V1 is not V the end.
Exactly.
V1 is V1, and the more versions are coming. So get ahead of it, own it, invest in it.
Yep.
It's not like you got to go carve out an extra 10 grand a month to dump into potential knowing how to solve for something. Just find somebody who's hungry and let them grow into it, right?
And I think what's great too is that it's also about giving your clients more opportunities to work with you, right? So instead of trying to like do the same old thing with them, it's introducing new concepts to them.
New ideas, new strategies.
Right? And also the other big thing we're noticing, right, is that there's a huge gap between how CEOs view their customer experience and the reality. Most CEOs, if you ask them, like over 80% will tell you, yeah, we got a great customer experience. You talk to customers, it's terrible. Like, only 8% of people agree that they actually are creating delightful experiences.
80% of companies believe they're getting it. Only 8% of customers believe it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's that gap that, to me, is a huge opportunity.
Absolutely.
And what we know is, like, again, as Halligan said, right, it's about how you sell is why you're successful these days, right? Uh-huh. And what we're noticing is, like, our clients need help changing how they sell and how they go to market and how they treat their customers. Mm-hmm. So anyways, absolutely. I think there's just tons of opportunity, right? And I think it's opening up the conversation to really interesting, fascinating things. And also working with a company, again, at a much higher level. We're not just talking about the leads on your website every month anymore.
Right.
Right? We're talking about crafting a customer experience from beginning to end.
I think as an agency, it gives you the potential to be more meaningful, more impactful, stickier, seem smarter.
And less of a commodity. Right, yeah, it's like, because if all you are is like the agency that delivers leads every month, do you know how many agencies claim to be able to do that?
That's why we have a sales enablement department for the same reason. If the only reason we exist is demand gen, is lead gen, we're fired because our salespeople aren't going to do their jobs and they're going to blame us. And who's going to believe a shitty little marketing agency over my SVP of sales?
100%.
Right. So I think there's also a big opportunity for additional buckets and every single budget bucket.
Yes.
Every single marketing agency, in my opinion, should be slobbering with drool over this, because there's an opportunity to get into a sales bucket. There's opportunities to get into human resources budget.
Yep.
You talk about candidate management and employee satisfaction and all the things. There's a whole other persona there where it's you're in people too that can be served by this, right? And then, of course, you've got sort of the customer service and stuff like that. There's budget buckets to be had there. Like, let's go get it, right?
And not only that, but we've got also new roles being developed. Like, the idea of customer success 5 years ago, few people talked about it. Now customer success is like a term that's coming up everywhere. It's like you no longer have director of client services. You have director of customer success. On the agency side, in-house, it's happening. How do we serve the customer success person? I mean, that role to me is fascinating. I mean, I work in success myself, so I'm like interested in it. But it's like it's a great combination of being able to be very business savvy, but also being able to deliver value to customers. And like this is a brand new thing. And the companies today that are winning are the ones that are actually investing
in
customer success.
Yeah, and try to get ahead of it.
And get ahead of it. So we're just at the beginning of this customer success revolution, and you can just see the opportunities. I mean, imagine...
You certainly can. Can everybody? I mean, that's part of what we're doing here is raising awareness.
Yeah,
it's sort of like flying the flag for, hey, man, we got some real opportunity here. Let's go get it.
Yeah, and so one thing that I want to touch on real quick is like the idea of friction, because I think it's something we talk about all the time at HubSpot, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that companies need to get really comfortable talking about themselves, which is... what are the friction points in your organization, right? And I think, you know, I've run through a number of workshops now with my clients where I ask them to identify the friction points at their own companies. And people, not only people love to do this, but it's incredibly illuminating, right? To think about how are we creating bad experiences for our customers. Just asking that question creates, I mean, the solutions are almost, you know, are laid out almost instantaneously.
Where are we making it hard to work with?
And HubSpot, you know, we're not perfect yet, but I can tell you that we try our very best to identify the friction points. We literally have a team whose only job is to identify friction points, aggregate them, and surface them to our executive to do something about it. And again, we're not perfect. We still have lots of work to do. But I think that just that mentality of being self-reflective and identifying friction points and working on them, if you do nothing else but just that, walk away with that one thing, I think you can have, it's huge.
So reducing friction.
Reducing friction.
Some leveling up here.
Leveling up,
Some synergy between systems and people going on.
Yep.
All right. So no shortage of opportunity in the world of the flywheel.
No shortage.
Is it true that you have given a presentation and there could be some sort of like deck available for this?
I do. I have a deck that's ready to go.
Okay. So if somebody was interested in learning a little bit more about the flywheel, they could maybe get in touch with you.
Hit me up, Will the French.
You're all over Will the French, all over social media. Are you French?
I am.
Oh, it's a good name.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah. Welcome to America. All right, everyone. I think that's it for today. Guy, that was awesome, man. Yeah. You got in right, and I can tell from your passion, man, that you believe in this stuff. And
I do.
I will tell you that when I hear passion like this come out from you, it makes me a believer, right? Like, you clearly know this stuff will work, and I appreciate you continuing to beat the drum and get out there, put yourself out there, and thanks for investing in all your agency friends like us, man. We appreciate you.
It's my pleasure.
Awesome. All right, guys. See y'all.
Okay, and that does it for episode 7 of On the Fly. Big thanks to G for spending the time with us to unpack the flywheel a little bit more. And if you'd like to connect with G, you can find him online at WillTheFrench on Instagram and Twitter. And as always, if you have any questions or would like to learn more about the flywheel, please reach out to us at 303-945-4341 or visit us online at revenueriver.co. We hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll catch up with you next time on the Fly.